This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we're halfway through July. Doesn't seem possible that the summer is going that quickly. About 6 weeks, the kids will be thinking about going back to school, or in some cases, be back in school. So let's get out and enjoy the yard, work in the garden a little bit, and just sit back and relax and enjoy all of the hard work that you've done. And if you have come across a problem with an insect or a disease, or maybe you're doing a little bit of landscaping and you have a question, we're here for you. Nathan will take care of getting you set up, and then I'll try and answer your gardening questions. But we're here for you this morning. The number, 855-660-4261. Was on beautiful Cape Cod yesterday, and the blue hydrangeas are just incredible. Some areas that just, the balls of flowers are huge. The plants are really loaded. And then you could go down maybe two or three, and they're only halfway full, and then you'll see a couple where there's hardly any. Just due to the crazy weather, it just depends on how much protection they get. But the one hydrangea that really is looking beautiful at this time of the year is the Annabelle. The Annabelle is a white hydrangea, and that is hardy all the way to the Canadian border. It is that winter hardy all through Minnesota, upper state New York. It's a beautiful, beautiful hydrangea. And this is a plant that you don't have to have flowers made on the branches the previous year, because the buds come out on the new growth that's made during the spring. So unlike the blue, it flowers every single year, and they are truly magnificent this year. So if you're driving around your neighborhood and you see a plant that's about 2.5 to 3 feet tall with big white blossoms about 6 to 8 inches in diameter, that's the Annabelle. And it is just a gorgeous plant. It's a plant that gets bigger and bigger in diameter every year. And in the spring, if it's starting to get too big, you can take a shovel and put it right through the edges of it, take out some of the pieces, and start some brand new plant. It's as easy as that. And sometimes it will even send out some runners away from the main clump. And those can be dug out in the springtime and transplanted to a different area in your garden. But if you're looking for color with no insect problems, no disease problems, they'll tolerate the heat. They'll tolerate a low amount of water. Once they're caught now, don't just buy it, leave it there, and say you're on your own. But once it's well established, This Annabelle is a beautiful hydrangea. And if you're looking to make a short hedge, something about 2 to 3 feet tall, this is the plant for you. Because it will bloom for about 2 months, and usually longer, especially if you can irrigate. If you can water it on a regular basis, especially during June and July when it's hot and it's dry, then it's going to bloom even longer. A little fertilizer in the spring with some plant tone, and away you go. But it's a great plant to add color, especially during the summer. So if you have a pool or a deck or even a patio and you want to get a little bit, then that's what you want to plant. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Nathan just told me we have a caller, so let's go right to it. Nathan, you ready to do a little gardening?
Let's get dirty.
Okay. Who do we have up first this morning?
Sue in Rochester.
Sue from Rochester, New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Nathan makes me laugh. Oh, boy. So I need your expertise. Usually I call myself a guerrilla gardener because I just do what I can when I can, no matter what the season.
Right.
But I'm curious to know what your recommendation is for moving iris. What month? I know some people say move them in the fall and replant, what's the best time for them, and what's the best time to move the tall phlox?
Okay. The beautiful tall bearded iris.
Yep.
I normally dug when the kids go back to school.
Okay.
So what you would do is you would dig up the whole clump, and
yep.
you're going to look at it closely, and you'll see a fan of leaves with a little foot in front of it. And if they haven't been divided in the last few years, there's going to be some old tubers attached to it, and you want to remove all that. So the only piece you're going to keep is the fan of foliage with a little bit of a foot that's standing in front of it. And to help it get established quicker, because when you dig it, you're going to disturb some of the roots. And you won't be able to get every root. So what you want to do is to remove about a third of the foliage. So dig it up, clean it.
In a fan shape.
Yes. So you're going to, because right now it's just a big fan with a lot of points to the leaves. So you're going to cut it just like a teepee.
Right, exactly.
And by doing that, you're going to see that now, because you lost some of the roots in digging, and now you're losing some of the foliage, it will level itself off. It will be able to get rooted and established a lot quicker. And when you get ready to replant them, just get a bag of compost and just spread it in the area where you're going to be planting it. Till it in with your garden trowel. And you want to put them about 18 inches apart.
So. I don't know if my garden's that big. I crowd everything I have. So, I didn't know. So early September?
Yep.
Okay.
If you go to your local nursery, a lot of the nurseries are getting in bare root iris, usually around the first week in September, and you can buy all of the new colors, and that usually happens before all the tulips and daffodils start coming in from Holland.
Right.
So the first
right.
shipment coming in from the U.S. comes in in late August, early September, and then mid-September, then all of the Dutch bulbs come in. And the thing you want to do, Sue, is make sure that when you plant the iris and you've cleaned them and so forth, keep them very shallow. So you
right.
dig a little hole, spread out the roots, put some soil on the sides of it, but you want to make that little foot-like growth out of the soil. If you bury that tuber into the ground,
they don't like it.
They don't like it, and they will not flower. They want to be right on top.
Yeah. I usually plant them pretty proud, and then I'll put mulch, like a really nice seaweed mulch on top of them, and then that way they settle right in and sit up enough, you know?
Yeah.
What about the phlox? What about the tall phlox?
Tall phlox can either be divided in the spring or fall. It just depends on you. If you have more time in the fall to do it, then you want to transplant them in the fall. If you're going to have more time in the spring, then you would do it at that point. But if you're going to do it in the spring, you're going to be cutting that plant right down to the ground after the frost hits it, and you probably won't be able to find it until spring arrives, and the little shoots are about an inch or so tall. So
if that's
going to be the situation, leave a couple of the stems still on a plant, tie a piece of ribbon or yarn around it, and that way you'll be able to spot it earlier in the year and divide and transplant at that time of the year. Sue, thank you so much for calling. You have a great week. And get
you
out in that garden.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye, Sue. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A little bit on the cloudy side this morning. I don't know what the weather forecast is, but it's not going to be a nice sunny day at the beach. It'll be a good day to work in the garden. Things are beginning to really take off in the garden. I know a lot of you are picking peas, and the beans are coming up to size. The lettuce is looking good. Spinach is looking good. Your strawberry picking season is pretty much over, but there's still a chance you'll get a few more. Raspberries are beginning to ripen. Blueberries are very, very close. So there's a lot happening, and you may even have a little bit of rhubarb that you can still pick. The one thing you want to do with the rhubarb is, if it's in blossom, cut off the flowering stem, because that's going to take energy to make the flower, and you want that energy to go right into the plant to make it bigger and stronger for this year and also for next year. So if you get a big tall stem with a big cluster of white small flowers on top, take it right down to the ground if you can. If you can't, just as close as you can, but get it off the plant. Okay, Nathan, who do we have up next?
Well, sorry about that. Gloria in Rochester.
Gloria, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Oh,
hi.
I'm glad to speak with you.
Thank you.
I have a Norfolk Island pine.
Yes.
I know it's not a garden question, but I'm desperate to repot this. I've had it for 4 years. It's in a 6-inch pot, 6 by 6-inch pot.
Okay.
And it's doing fine. I've had some issues with some of the stems, but it's all good now. And I would like to know how to repot it and what size pot and how to fertilize it and so forth.
Okay. Now, how tall is your Norfolk Island pine?
It is 21 inches tall from the soil.
Yeah, it's definitely time to move it to a bigger pot.
Yes, I thought so too.
Yeah, I would move it to a 10-inch pot.
Okay.
And it should be able to stay in that pot for another 2 to 3 years. Ooh. And you get just get a real nice potting soil.
Should it be like African violet soil?
No, you can just buy regular potting soil.
Okay.
All you would need would be a 10-pound bag, I'm sure would be enough to, so that you don't need to buy a 50-pound bag, but a 10-pound bag should be enough. Excuse me. So you want to get a new pot, and if you want to get something that's a little fancy looking, that's good. Make sure that the pot itself has drainage holes. So you don't want to buy a solid ceramic pot, because Norfolk Island pine, if you have a heavy hand when you water, will build up in the bottom of the pot. And then what's going to happen is the lower branches on your Norfolk Island pine will begin to drop. So make sure it's got a drainage hole.
Yes.
And just go to your local nursery garden center and tell them you want a 10-pound bag of a good quality potting soil. And while you're there, get a bottle of the Espoma Grow fertilizer. It's a liquid.
Espoma Grow. I'm writing
grow.
This.
Yeah, it comes in a green and yellow bottle. It's all organic. It has beneficial microbes in it. So it's got all the new technology to help that plant to really take off. And as soon as you get it repotted, give it a good watering with this product. Matter of fact, what you could do is before you transplant it, soak the root ball. So mix up a little bit, put your plant in the sink, and really water it heavy with that till it comes out the bottom, and then repot it, and then the fertilizer that's left, just wet that new potting soil with it, and that will encourage the roots to come out of that root ball and move into the new container that you've done. And if you have other house plants, Gloria, give them a feed with it. This is something that if you could do it monthly, it will change the color of the foliage. It will make it darker green. It will stimulate the root system. And I'll tell you, Gloria, you use this on a monthly basis, you may have to buy another house to take care of your plants. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Espoma, the company that makes holytone and plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News.
All eyes on Monday around President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now we're hearing after the meeting on Monday there will be a joint news conference. Senator Lindsey Graham has a prediction for this meeting.
I have a lot of faith in President Trump. Putin ran over Obama because he was so weak in the eyes of President Putin. President Trump needs to convince President Putin that he wants a better relationship, but things have to change to get it. And at the end of the day, Putin doesn't respect Trump, this will be a failed summit. I believe that President Trump is going to lay out what a good relationship will look like and challenge Putin to get there. And if he fails to get there, that Trump's going to convince him, unlike Bush, unlike Obama, you'll pay a price on my watch.
A new Gallup survey shows that 62% of Americans believe China's trade policy towards the United States is unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. If you need some help, talk to Nathan. He'll get you set up, and we'll help you with your garden. Things are really beginning to grow quickly. I know a lot of you are starting to see green tomatoes, which is a great sign. But what I'd like you to do today is take a look at the tomatoes and look on the underside, especially if you're growing tomatoes in containers. And if you see a black spot on the bottom of your tomato, that is called blossom end rot. And it's caused by the lack of lime in your garden, calcium. Just go to the garden center, pick up your fast-acting lime, and apply it. And it will work very, very well. Now, normally you apply it in the spring because it's going to take about a month for it to get into the soil and into the plant. So if you're seeing that you have some here and some there, and blossom end rot will also attack zucchini squash. It will also attack summer squash. And what it will look like on your summer-type squashes, the end of the squash will look like the end of a chewed-up cigar. It's all black and wrinkled and just ugly-looking. Boneyed has a product called Rot Stop. And it's a liquid, and it comes in a built-in sprayer. You attach the hose, you spray the whole garden with it. Not just where the problem is, but the whole garden. And you soak the foliage of the plants with it. And it will be absorbed into the foliage, be absorbed by the roots, and that will prevent the problem. But get some quick-acting lime to change the history of the soil. So now you're getting rid of the acidity. Just making the soil sweeter, and in the long run, you won't have to be using this rot stop. But if you're growing them in a container, they're more likely to have the blossom and rot in that container. And if you get my weekly newsletter, I talked about this in this week's newsletter. The other really beautiful insect that's out on your tomatoes, and they're getting started right now, is that tomato horn worm, which is the largest caterpillar I've ever seen. He's as big as your index finger, or larger. When my kids were little, and we would go in the garden during July and August, when they really start to get active, my youngest said, "Looks like a hot dog, Daddy." And some of them will get not as long, but as fat as a hot dog. And they eat their weight in foliage and tomatoes every day. And the best way to find them, look at your plant, and if you see foliage that's chewed, look directly on the ground, and you'll see these little black pellets. That's their waste that has fallen as they were living on that plant. And they're the same color as the foliage on your tomatoes. So if your tomatoes are deep, deep green because you've been feeding them on a regular basis, they'll be deep green. If your tomatoes are not as dark, not as healthy, not as full, and paler, they'll be that color too. So they blend in. And normally, they're not on the top of the plant, standing there. You're going to see them on the underside of the leaf. So look for chewing on your plant. When you find them, pick off the leaf that they're on, drop them on the ground, and with the heel of your foot, turn them into fertilizer. Just drive that heel right through them, and they'll become fertilizer for your tomato plant. So those are the big two right now. Just be aware of it. You should be checking that garden on a regular basis. If you're growing potatoes, take a look for holes in the foliage. And if you're seeing holes in your potatoes, that's the Colorado potato beetle. And it's a beetle just like the Japanese beetles, except when you look at it, it has stripes on its body. It's not copper like the Japanese beetle. It has stripes, and it's more rectangular. And they love the foliage. And you can either use Garden 8 or Captain Jack, whatever you have, either one of those two. Give it a good spraying and come back maybe 4 or 5 days later and do it again. Try and get underneath the foliage too. And the reason that I want you to check it is you may only have a few right now, but they're mating and they're laying eggs like crazy. Because once you get into early August, their numbers will increase tremendously. So when you're in the garden and you're cultivating and weeding and fertilizing and watering, always examine the foliage of your plant. So that way, if there's a problem, you can get to it early. Now, when is the best time to water? The best time to water any garden, whether it's a flower garden or a vegetable garden, is to water it first thing in the morning. That way, when you're done watering, the sun and the wind can dry the foliage. And that way you won't have a disease problem. If you water the garden at the end of the day, and the sun is going to be coming down in a little bit, the sun is not going to be able to dry the foliage. It's going to stay wet. Disease spores blow around in the air. And if your foliage is wet, the disease spores will stick to that wet foliage, and now you'll have a problem. So try and get your watering done first thing in the morning. One thing that my dad got me hooked on is he would set up the sprinkler during the day, and he bought a timer. And you can buy a timer for $10, $20, depending on how fancy you want. Some with batteries and or whatever. And he would set it for half an hour. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, the water would come on all by itself. It would run for a half an hour, 45 minutes, depending on how much watering you needed to do, depending on the rainfall and the heat. And by 7 o'clock, the garden was all watered. And he would do that every morning, moving it to a different section or a different garden. And it really worked out well. So don't water late in the day. If you want to water your lawn, that's fine. But if you water your perennial garden and you have tall phlox, you're going to encourage powdery mildew to attack the plant. You could encourage rust to go after hollyhocks. So do it in the morning. Now, if you have a history of powdery mildew on your tall phlox, and what that looks like, right now the foliage is nice and green and healthy. And then as the hot, humid days, like we had a couple weeks ago, get more numerous, the bottom of the plant will start to get a white coloration, like a white dust on the leaves. And slowly the bottom branches will start to wither. And they will look absolutely terrible. And it will quickly move from the bottom all the way up to the top. Now, there's a couple of things that work really well. There's a product called Infuse. Infuse is a systemic fungicide, which means you spray it on the plant, it's absorbed through the foliage, put into the bloodstream of the plant, and it keeps circulating so that if a problem begins to develop, it will send the product to that area and solve the problem. And you can use Infuse on all of your flowers, especially roses. You can use it on shrubs and trees. And if you have a lilac, that will get powdery mildew also. Use the Infuse. In the vegetable garden, you want to use something called Fungonil. And it's spelled Fungonil. So either one of those two. And if you want to stay organic, BioSafe has an organic disease control. Again, with a built-in sprayer, you just attach it to the end of your hose, turn on the water, give the ball a good shake, turn on the on-off switch, and you just spray it. So when you see that the weather is changing and it's going to stay hot and humid and it makes you wilt, that's when diseases are more prevalent. Just get out there, spray them on a weekly basis, and you're going to see that your problems will be a lot less numerous, and your plants will grow better. So there's plenty to do in the garden. And if you haven't fed your garden since you planted it in May, then it'd probably be a good idea to do it again. And you can either use a product like Biotone, which is a fertilizer and beneficial microbes. And you don't need to put a lot. If you're feeding tomatoes, maybe like a half a handful. If you really want them to grow, a good handful. Just sprinkle it lightly all the way around the plant. Scratch it in with your fingertips. Water the garden, and they'll get growing. If your plants seem to be running behind schedule and you're not able to get water out there on a regular basis, then think about using something like Protolyzer. And if you have blue hydrangeas, and that was one thing I noticed on Cape Cod yesterday, there were a lot of hydrangeas that were beginning to wilt. And that's telling me that they're growing in a sandy soil, which, if you live on Cape Cod, your soils are sandy, and we really are not getting the amount of rain that we should. Right where I live here in southern Maine, in Kennebunk, we're down 3.5 inches, and that's a lot of water. at this point. So we're in the beginning stages of a drought. We're not moderate, but we're just beginning into the drought situation. And the end of July and August are the two driest months that we have this year. So unless we get some good soaking rains, get out there and water them. Now, the protolizer around your blue hydrangea, I would make a good gallon or more for each of your hydrangea. You mix it in a bucket. You put in a tablespoon, whatever the directions call for, in a bucket. Mix it with your water and slowly pour it and saturate around the plant on the inside of your hydrangea and all around it. Don't pour it all quick. Give it a chance to soak in, and it will double the size of your roots this year. That's one of the many advantages of using protolizer. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. When you're working out in the yard today, a couple things that you should be on the lookout for. When you're working in the vegetable garden, try and do a little bit of cultivating, because the crabgrass is really beginning to get caught and sprouting all over the place. So if you see it beginning to grow in the walkways or between the plants, you get a nice day with no rain in the forecast. You don't have to pick them. You just cultivate them, disturb the roots. Because the roots are disturbed, they'll just wilt in the sunshine, or if it's a nice windy day, they'll just dehydrate very quickly, and the problem is solved. Now, look on your lawn, and if you're seeing here and there a pale green weed, a grassy weed that's growing flat, not upright, it's growing flat, and it's growing on top of your existing lawn, just like a crab looks like, that's crabgrass. And use a crabgrass killer, not preventer. It's too late. It's already up. But right now, while it's young, either the liquids or the granular products will work very, very well. Bone-Eyed has a liquid crabgrass killer. If you haven't fed the lawn and you want to feed them, and you've got dandelions and chickweed and everything else that you didn't get, use that on them. So the that's called BioAdvances, which was formerly Bayer. They have a product that will fertilize the lawn, kill the broadleaf weeds, and kill the crabgrass. But do something about the crabgrass now. It's going to grow fast. It's going to make areas the size of a dish that you would eat your supper in dead in your lawn. So kill the crabgrass now. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next?
Linda in Massachusetts.
Linda, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. I've got a plant that I bought at a sale probably 8 or 9 years ago. It's
okay.
Called false indigo.
Yes.
And it's doing well. It's finished blooming. And what my question is, I don't know when I could cut it back or if I can cut it back, how much.
Oh, you could. So it's getting to be too big for you?
Yes.
Yeah. No, as soon as it's done blooming is the perfect time for you to cut it back.
Okay, so I don't have to wait until it. I know later on the leaves and the seeds, they get very dark and dry.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe I should wait until that happens.
It really is up to you. If you're going to remember to do it then,
mm-hmm.
then you can do it then, or while you're thinking about it, you could do it right now.
Okay. And if I've given the seeds to a few people over the years, I don't know, apparently they've tried to plant them. Is that how you would start a new one?
You can start them by seed. Now, this is what you need to do. On certain seeds, and I'm not sure about the indigo,
mm-hmm.
the seed coat, the little jacket that's wrapped
yes.
around it.
Yes.
If the seed coat is really, really hard,
uh-huh.
what you need to do is to scratch it.
Okay.
So that if the seed coat is hard and almost shiny when you first see it,
mm-hmm.
it's a very tight seal, and water has a difficult time to penetrate it, to be absorbed, to activate that little seedling that's in that seed itself.
Okay.
So what you do, you take a piece of sandpaper
mm-hmm.
and put your seed on top of the sandpaper, fold it in half, and then with your hand, take the two pieces of sandpaper to try and scratch up that seed coat.
Okay.
And by just scratching that barrier, water will be better able to get into the seed, to activate the seedling, and to help it to germinate better for you.
Okay.
That works very well. Thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.